Daniel chapter 6. We are going to the half mark of this book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 6, verses 1 to 28. Our devotion for tonight, living from faith to faith. Faith testified, verses 1 to 4. Faith tried, verses 5 to 17. And faith triumphant, verses 18 to 28. We study tonight Daniel in the lion's den. The king who saw the precarious situation of Daniel said these words of faith. He's a hidden king. And by observing the life of Daniel and the power of God flowing in the life of this man, he was able to speak these words of faith, testifying to the living God that keeps Daniel. Thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. You will find this phrase repeated many times throughout this chapter to describe the encouraging words of a living God taking care of his children. How real is your God to you? Is the question that we want to bring before us. To Daniel, he was indeed the living God. And by this time, when we reach Daniel chapter 6, he is no longer a young man. He is now a man in his 80s, perhaps pushing to 90. Very old man. And therefore, he has lived a life of constant communion and faith in God. And it is a life that was for all to see. They could see that this man was different, was special. And so when Daniel was cast into the lion's den, the king Darius was able to make these words of testimony that indeed later you see that God did deliver Daniel. God magnified and exalted his own name. Daniel lived a life of faith. And he experienced God's power, God's pardon, God's provision, God's protection daily. You remember, these are the principles that we have studied last Lord's Day concerning the Lord's Prayer. And in this book, in the later chapters, we'll be studying the prayers of Daniel and how you see these principles being applied in his life. He was a man of prayer, and as you study his life, you study his prayer, you'll be able to see God's hand guiding him. And it's a really wonderful experience to see the hand of God guiding the man of God, and how the Spirit of God is able to bring the Word of God to describe the personal experiences of God's people in such a vivid and clear manner, so that we too may be able to understand how we can walk with God. Daniel walked with God. But you realize that life with God is not always smooth sailing. Many trials may come our way. Today we may be well. You never know what tomorrow brings. But we can be assured as a child of God, as Paul testified. Out of them all, out of all the vicissitudes, the trials, the difficulties of life, the Lord delivered me. The child of God can live by his confidence in God. And that's something that we want to think about for our own lives. We will need it. Because when the trial comes in our life, that's when we need to exercise this faith that God gives to us. Although the trials at times can be very overwhelming, but we want to realize that God's power is greater than them all. And it is during those times of testing that your faith has to be exercised in times of testing. When the storm is fiercest, then faith needs to be strongest. God's people need to continue to look to Him, trusting, resting, and appropriating His provision and His protection, as Peter did in that night where he was sailing in the Sea of Galilee, and our Lord, walking on the waters, bid him to come out of the boat and walk on the water. And so Peter took courage and he stepped out and he walked on the water. And as he walked on the water, he could not believe his own eyes, how he could do this. But when he began to look at the environment that is around him, how it was so stormy, his heart failed him. And he began to sink. And the Lord was never far away from his children, but he's just a call away. And so he cried, "Lord, save me!" And Matthew 14, verse 31, gave to us the response. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" That is our weakness, isn't it? Every time the Lord brings us through a trial, we are confronted to trust Him. And how can we do so? Well, there are times when we realize that we are weak, but you see that our Lord never fails us. We can indeed call on Him. So when they were coming into the boat, suddenly the wind ceased and they came into the ship and worshipped Jesus. Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. And that is a truth that we want to rehearse in our lives. We can sail through a storm with Jesus in the boat with us. Daniel understood how he needed God to help him along life's pathway. And so he prayed three times a day, morning, noon, and evening. He had a vibrant prayer life. And in our time and age, in the busyness of work, you find that we are hard pressed for time to pray. But it should not be, isn't it? It should be that we ought to have more time to set aside time to pray. And as you think about Daniel's life, he's no mean man. He was the man who is in charge of all the affairs of the kingdom. So he's the busiest man. The king left everything to him, right, to manage his entire estate. And so a lot of responsibility on his shoulders. And so how do we carry out the responsibilities of life? For Daniel, it was to seek the wisdom of God morning, noon, and night. And so on the night when Daniel was cast hopelessly into the lion's den, he rested in his God. John Calvin described very well when he said that this is the Christian's hope. The word hope, John Calvin says, I take for faith, and indeed hope is nothing else than the constancy of faith. To keep believing, to keep trusting, to keep taking hold of God and his power. You remember Jacob? He was wrestling with the angel throughout the night, and he would not let go. He continued to struggle, and at the end, the Lord blessed him. Well, the Lord wants us to prevail with him. the constancy of Daniel's faith gave confidence to the king to declare that indeed God, Daniel's God, will deliver him. What gave Daniel that constancy? As we study the text, you see it was his devotional life. And last Lord's Day, we were studying concerning the essence of devotional life, how it is manifested in good works, how it is manifested in our prayer life, and how it is manifested in the discipline to mortify the flesh through fasting. And you see that Daniel was one man who does all these things. And as we think about our own lives, we want to ask that God may help us to order it well for him. He prayed 3 times a day. He was very much in touch with his God. And the psalmist testified of God's faithfulness to his own when the psalmist described for us his prayer. Psalm 50 verse 15 says, "Call unto me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." The Psalms is a prayer book of the saints. And if you want to learn how to pray, study the Psalms. Read the Psalms. "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" Psalm 42 verse 11. "And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God." Have you come tonight disquieted because of some challenges that has come into your life just now? Well, the Lord says, do not be cast down. Hope thou in him. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thy ear to hear. So the first thought, faith testified, verses 1 to 4. This chapter begins with the account of Daniel's promotion to second in command in the Persian, Medes and Persian kingdom. He was second only to the king himself. And the king chose him over all the rest because the Bible says that an excellent spirit was in him. What was this excellent spirit as described in verse 3? The word excellent means a surpassing, preeminent quality that is in Daniel. What distinguished Daniel? If you were to scan through what we have just studied concerning his life, you'll find that God gave to him surpassing wisdom when he came into Babylon as a young teenager, as a captive, when he kept himself pure from idolatry. His life was kept pure, holy, and God's power flowed through him. And then, what else? You see also that manifested itself in God revealing his wisdom through Daniel. And that distinguished him from all the rest of the men in God's kingdom. And you realize that for us too, how do we distinguish ourselves in the sense that we don't, you know, we live the way that God wants us to live, right, according to his word. But if you do so, you'll find that you would be different from the world. Right? God's wisdom will be with you. And God's wisdom is different. It's heavenly wisdom. It works. It provides solution to life's problems. And so if we would imbibe the will of God in our lives, then the excellent spirit that is described here in Daniel would be ours. And how he was truthful to the king in chapter 4, he told him in no uncertain terms God's judgment that would come upon him. And then in chapter 5, you see that he was a man who served God and not after filthy lucre. He served God distinguishedly, and he remained a trusted advisor. Remember, after he pronounced the judgment, God's judgment to Belshazzar, then Belshazzar was slain that night. Then the Persians came and took over the empire. And so when the old regime collapsed and the new regime took over, Daniel continued to serve. And chapter 6, well, we read how Daniel would serve God with a servant's attitude. The king said he would do the king no damage. And that's something that we can learn concerning the wisdom of true service. Daniel must have served the king like he was serving his Lord. As Paul put it, concerning how a servant ought to serve his master. Servants, obey in all things your master according to the flesh, not with eye service as man pleases, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. And that was how Daniel served in a heathen empire. As we serve our earthly employer, may we, like Daniel, bear a testimony that exalts the name of our God. Such were the distinguishing qualities that helped him to stand on his own. And we believe this is the excellent spirit that the king saw in Daniel. So it is not said how he distinguished himself in chapter 6 before he was exalted, but the king had the opportunity to observe and to test Daniel. And he was found to be a trusted servant. And so the king thought, and the king set him over the whole realm of his kingdom. And as he served, this was his testimony in verse 4, they could find none occasion nor fault. He had a blameless testimony. He was faithful, and the Bible says that all the other people in the kingdom, they could not find any error or fault in him. So he conducted himself righteously, so much so that he could not be faulted. He dealt fairly and justly with others. And so, you see, as you study the Word of God, as you study the law of God, you'll find that God's law is very fair and it's very just. And so if you imbibe the law of God in your life, you'll find that that fairness and justice would be seen, and people would be very happy to follow, because it is God's special wisdom that makes things work. And so you see how his faith was a testimony. Faith testified, verses 1 to 4. The second thought, faith tried, verses 5 to 16. His promotion caused much envy and jealousy amongst the princes of the king, and they conspired to harm him. So if you were to work in the world, right, and you want to walk with God and live faithful among the faithless, to live from faith to faith, then you'll find that trouble can come your way. The princes of the king conspired to harm him. And if you look at our life of our Lord Jesus Christ, it was the same. For no crime he committed, he was tried, and he was accused, he was tried, And finally, he was sentenced and he was crucified. And so you'll find that the life of God's children is not an easy life. You look at the life of the Jews, you'll find that God's people, when they live for the Lord, well, you find that life is by no means smooth sailing and easy going. But you find that God's power rests with them. And God's power rests with us. Although we go through difficulties and trials, you have a restfulness of heart, a joyfulness and peace that rests in your heart to know that the Lord will see you through. And that is the kind of life and faith that God wants to establish in our hearts, to know that indeed we have been chosen from the foundation of the world, and nothing can shake that calling that God gives, and nothing can tear us away from the love of God. And so the only way to cause Daniel to fall is to find fault in his devotion with his God. That is the perennial tactic of the devil. Verse 5 says, "Then said this man, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God." So the conspiracy was made and the plot was hatched that was specifically designed to trap Daniel. And so if you are working in your workplace and you want to work and you want to serve God and you want to live your life of faith, you'll find that these things can come. And what will you do? The king was tricked into issuing an evil decree that targeted Daniel, that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save the king, so the king is accepted from this decree, he shall be cast into the den of lions. It's no joke. It's like a death sentence, you know, that is pronounced upon the person. And this evil one blood. And so Daniel came to know the plot. And what do you think went on in Daniel's heart when he found out of this evil trap to kill him? What was his response? Verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and give thanks before his God as he did aforetime. And so why is it that he's still there to kneel down and pray when the decree has been issued that his life is now at stake? Well, he knew a higher wisdom. He understood a greater power than the power of that be in the Persian kingdom. The instruction to pray toward Jerusalem was given in King Solomon's time during the inauguration of the first temple. And this was Solomon's prayer in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 44 and 35. It says here, "If thy people go out to battle against their enemy, whithersoever thou shalt send them, and shall pray unto the Lord toward the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the house that I have built for thy name, then hear thou in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause." And so Daniel knew that God hears his prayer. And so he looked toward Jerusalem as he prayed. "If they sin against thee," verse 46, let's continue, "for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captives unto the land of the enemy." So this is Daniel's case, what he is to do. And he knew the scriptures, "Far or near, yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whither they were carried captives, and repent and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, We have sinned, and we have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all their heart and all their soul, and in the land of their enemies which led them away captive, and pray toward thee, toward their land which thou givest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. Then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven by thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them. And so this was a specific instruction that God gave in hindsight to the people of Israel who would be carried away captive in Babylon. And Daniel knew, and Daniel followed that instruction. He knew that deliverance would come when he knew the secret of deliverance. And so Daniel knew that even though Jerusalem and its beautiful temple has been destroyed in 586 BC, and now they are almost at the 70 years, right, in which the captivity is ending. Later on, you see how, you know, Daniel would spend time praying to God to understand the future for his people Israel. And so Daniel knew that praying to God, right, would, and toward Jerusalem, right, for Jerusalem was still the theocratic center of the earth, where God would hear. And so he prayed. The very hours of his prayer were determined by the hours of sacrifice in the temple, even though these sacrifices had ended. And as you think of it, you see that this is a man who knew the scriptures. He knew the will of God. He knew the way of God. And he did according to God's way. And you find that he received the power of God in his life. So Daniel adopted David's prayer pattern to kneel and pray. You know, the Hebrew word for kneeling in its intensive stand is blessing. The word blessing in the Hebrew, in its intensive stem of kneeling, is the word blessing. And so you find that, you know, when we kneel and we pray to God, God hears, and that's where God blesses us. Psalm 55, verse 16 to 19, David said, "As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He has delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah, because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God." And so Daniel prayed, and he pray the same principles of prayer that our Lord taught in the Lord's Prayer. If you were to analyze Daniel's prayer and how he received the blessing of God. So under severe trial and threat to his life, Daniel did not compromise his communion with God, but his communion with God intensified. Because he knew that it is his lifeline. He prayed unceasingly. He prayed even more. When we are facing trials, we would feel so weak. And that's when we need to tarry with God in prayer, in our weakness. Even though the body, the mind may not be inclined, maybe discouraged, but we need to continue to persevere. And this is George Muller's experience. He said, "Our very weakness gives opportunity for the power of the Lord Jesus Christ to be manifested. That blessed one never leaves and never forsakes us. The greater the weakness, the nearer he is to manifest his strength. The greater our necessities, the more have we ground to rely on it, that he will prove himself our friend. This has been my experience for more than 70 years. The greater the trial, the greater the difficulty, the nearer the Lord's help. Often the appearance was as if I must be overwhelmed, but it never came to me, and it never will. More prayer, more faith, more exercise of patience will bring the blessing. Therefore, our business is just to pour out our hearts before him, and help in his own time and way is sure to come. Jeannie gets this. As we regularly spend time with God in his word, in prayer, in praise, we draw strength from the Lord to live a faithful, consistent Christian life as a result of this consistent spiritual discipline. And so we don't wait until crisis comes. Then we begin to learn how to pray. But we ought to be doing so right now. And so, as you think about Daniel's situation, we saw how that kingdom of the Medes and Persians, the authority of the king is diminished. He could not himself reverse his decree. And so Darius uttered these words. He says, I could not do anything to help you. There is no way I could change that decree. But I believe in the faithfulness of your God. And so the king encouraged thy God, in verse 16, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And then we see how God indeed is faithful. Verses 18 to 28. Faith triumphant. God was on with Daniel. If God had not been with him, he would have perished. And this is the experience of God's children over and over again for those who trust him. Psalm 124 says, a song of degrees of David. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us, the stream had gone over our soul, then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who hath not given us as a prey to their thief. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And so, as we think about the power of God and his ability to save, we rest in him. Daniel rested in God. He willingly surrendered himself to go into the lion's den. Now the king was very anxious. He could not sleep. He could not eat. After he cast Daniel into the lion's den. But God was with Daniel. As the book of Hebrews says, by faith, Daniel stopped the mouth of lions. Verse 22, my God has sent his angel and has shut up the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him, innocency was found in him, in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. What a testimony of God's saving power. Daniel's life was right in the sight of God and in the sight of men. He was innocent, he was righteous, and God vindicated him. And that was the same This is how God vindicated David also in 2 Samuel 22, verse 20. It says, He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because He delighted in me. See, God is delighted with His children who walk with Him and call upon Him. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, as He recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all His judgments were before me. As for His statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also upright before Him and have kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore the Lord hath recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in His eyes' sight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, and with the upright thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, with the froward thou wilt show thyself unsavory. And the afflicted people thou wilt say, thy eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. So God punished Daniel's enemies. The same trap that they used to kill, to want to kill Daniel, they themselves fell into it. Not only themselves, but all the rest that were with them fell. It was a description of God's just retribution. It means our God is infinite, eternal, unchangeable in His justice, and that we can rely on Him to vindicate us, although we cannot see how. So we see how, in conclusion, God delivered Daniel out of the mouth of the lions. Had Daniel been killed, would Daniel still have gone to the lion's den? Yes, he would. This is the triumph of faith. It is trusting God regardless of the outcome. This is faith, knowing that absent in the body is present with the Lord. The body they may kill, but His spirit they could not kill, because it has been wholly given and protected for eternity by our God. Amen. May the Lord help us to indeed live from faith to faith. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank Thee for Thy word. Thank Thee for the testimony of Daniel. Indeed, Thou didst save him from the lion's den. And Lord, as we live in this world, we live in the realm of Satan, who seeks to devour whomsoever he will. O God, may Thou be merciful to protect Thy people from the lion's mouth. May Thou protect Thy people from the snare of the evil one by Thy almighty power. Deliver us from the evil one, as Thou hast taught us to pray in the Lord's Prayer. O God, may Thou help us and strengthen us and protect us as we live as pilgrims sojourning toward the heavenly kingdom. Lord, may Thou undergird us with Thy power, Thy might and faith to see us through every challenge and every difficulty in life. O God, we thank Thee for the triumph of faith that we see tonight. May Thou help us, if we are in any trial, to be patient and to keep trusting in the Lord. O God, help Thy people. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.